Most footballers dream of being a hero with just one team. Few achieve this status in two different countries. An early Celtic hero, Johnny Madden, was one such man. Madden was a substantial figure in Celtic's history, particularly due to his role in many of the club's earliest achievements. Jake, as he was often known, also attained legendary status at Slavia Prague, leading many to describe him as the father of Czech football. His was a life of emigration, love, death, kidnapping, and two world wars. And, strangely, he could have even stopped there being a Celtic. Born in Dumbarton in 1865, Madden was the son of Irish immigrants. He retained long-term links with the town. In each census from 1871 until 1901, Johnny was listed as living there. In one notable 1886 event, he even risked losing his life during a drunken boat trip on the Clyde, and it was after this that he began to find fame for his footballing skills. Alongside football, and like many men from the Clyde side, Johnny worked as a shipyard riveter. Although professionalism was banned in Scotland until 1893, illegal payments to footballers were very common. It was once claimed that when asked his price to sign for Celtic, Madden told a club official that he wanted a shipyard. Johnny Madden started his football career playing for various local clubs in his hometown. He became the first Catholic to play for Dumbarton, then one of Scotland's biggest clubs. His most notable moment for them came in the 1887 Scottish Cup final when the Suns lost to Hibernian. Numerous Madden misses were blamed, with one newspaper saying he was too anxious for the point to score. Given that Hibs' victory was an inspiration for Celtic's formation, it's perhaps just as well that he didn't have his shooting boots on that day. After a spell in England, Madden really made his name in Scottish football. He was a guest centre-forward for Celtic in their first ever game, a 5-2 win over Rangers in May 1888. He returned to the original Celtic Park on a permanent basis the following year. This period saw the new club impose itself as one of Scotland and Britain's biggest teams. Johnny was part of the Celts' first league-winning team in 1892-93, and also a member of cup-winning sides too. He scored a double in the boys' biggest ever victory, 11-0 against Dundee in 1895. During his time at Celtic Park, he was celebrated for his contribution to the team. The Scottish referee described him as the most useful, as he is the hardiest forward in the Celts team. Johnny was nicknamed the Rooter, with claims it was because he could hit the ball so hard it would uproot goalposts. Johnny even has the honour of scoring the last ever goal for Celtic at the original Celtic Park. This came during a 1-1 draw with Clyde in July 1892. Showing the wider respect that he enjoyed, Madden received international honours. Twice he pulled on Scotland's dark blue shirt, scoring 5 times. He was also selected on various occasions for a Scottish League 11 against English and Irish opposition. Johnny could be a controversial figure. He was once banned for a month after fighting with an opposing player. This incident gives him the dubious honour of being the first Celt to be sent off at the current Celtic Park site. This came in August 1892, in the first ever match at the ground, as the Celts overcame Renton 4-3 in a league game. On other occasions, he fell out with Celtic officials over the money he was being paid, or his position. The boys generally played him on the wing, rather than in his preferred central spot. During one such dispute, he went south to sign for Sheffield Wednesday. However, one account suggests that a Catholic priest found him and arranged for his Glasgow return. On another occasion, when first at Celtic, he was said to have been kidnapped by Dumbarton officials to try and retain his services. The concept of keeping hold of a player until he played for your team was not unknown in the late 1800s. Johnny left after 8 years at Celtic Park, but first was awarded a testimonial against Rangers of all sides, and the Ibrox side won 5-1. In fact, he had once pulled on the Rangers' light blue shirt for a five-a-side tournament. He then had spells at Dundee and Tottenham Hotspur. Madden's next steps are unclear. Some researchers say he returned to the shipyards. There's also some claims that he was involved in cattle farming in Ireland. Ultimately, he largely disappeared from sporting life, although it did turn out to play in a testimonial at Ibrox in 1900. More relevantly, he was said to be part of the Celtic side that toured Europe in 1904, including playing in Prague. In 1905, this was the location where he returned to football as manager of Slavia Prague. The specific circumstances that took him to Bohemia are unclear. Some legends even suggest he claimed connections with Rangers to get the job. Either way, it was a big moment for him and football in that area. At first, Madden, who was given the nickname Didek, which is old man, struggled. His reliance on a translator made coaching difficult, and the lax attitudes of players infuriated him. The new manager imposed a strict training and lifestyle regime. This included trying to stop players from smoking and using different medical techniques to deal with injuries. The impact of these and other actions was profound. During his 25 years in charge, the team enjoyed substantial success. On multiple occasions, the Czech Charity Cup, Central Bohemian Cup, Czech Championship, and Czechoslovak First League were secured by Madden's men. Even after retiring, he helped Slavia claim the 1938 Central European Cup. Johnny had a wider impact on Czech football through his international activities. He was the Czechoslovak team coach for the 1920 Olympics, and many of his team's players appeared for the national team. British newspapers certainly noted Madden's influence. The Scotsman wrote in 1937 that he had laid the foundation of Czechoslovakian football. His Czech move brought him both love and tragedy. He married a local woman and they had a son. Nicknamed Harry, Madden's child later committed suicide owing to a failed relationship. Living in Prague placed Johnny in the midst of hostilities during the two World Wars. Little is known about his experiences, although some stories claim he was sent to an Austrian detention centre during the first conflict. Over time, he lost touch with his homeland. It was suggested that being away for so long meant that he ceased to even speak English. And when the Czechoslovakian team came to Scotland in 1937, their coach was met by Madden's niece, who asked him to take back a gift of shortbread for her uncle, who had not seen his family in years. Madden kept some football connections in Britain. He welcomed several clubs, including Celtic and Aberdeen, to Prague. Celtic's fixture was especially controversial. The Athletic News said so badly mauled were some of the Celts that the next fixture on the list had to be cancelled. He also took his team on tours of England. On one visit, the Newcastle press called him guide, philosopher and friend to his players. Slavia Prague's website says that age 65, after winning the league in 1930, Madden walked into his team's dressing room and said, "You have won everything. I can give you nothing more. Sorry, I'm done." After retiring, he remained in Prague, receiving a pension from the club. One tale describes him continuing, from a wheelchair, to direct training sessions. He died aged 82 in 1948, the same year Czechoslovakia became a communist country. For Celtic, he continues to live on in many of the written records of the club's early history. Tributes to Madden are even more obvious in the Czech Republic, where he remains a fabled figure. This includes a stand named after him at Slavia Prague Stadium. Each year on the anniversary of his death, 17th of April, Slavia fans lay flowers on his grave. Few people can expect such tributes that long after they die. The fact that Johnny Madden is acclaimed in two countries is a testament to his footballing legacy. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in a free Celtic history walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more details.